The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. This morning, we have a special guest. My buddy Steve couldn't come. He had some things set him back a little bit this week, but he sent his lovely wife in here to keep me company this morning.
Good morning from Rock Hill, South Carolina.
That's right. Right here in the middle of Rock Hill. It's a little bit cloudy today, but I think it's supposed to clear up a little bit. And then we got some damaging storms evidently coming.
Coming in tomorrow.
Tracking them coming across the country. They've been doing some damage, Missouri and several places.
Texas got hit pretty hard.
Yeah. So luckily we talked about this before, the weather comes across the country like that. Luckily we have those mountains to kind of break them up a little bit, but you might want to tidy up your yard, put some things up if you think it might blow away. I have a little metal rooster that we bought up in West Jefferson, and I have a little stakes in the ground, and it's sitting out. I cleaned my flower beds last week, and it's sitting kind of on the concrete. I saw it this morning. I said, I better move that thing, or the thing will fall over. It'd be devastation out there.
Yep. If you got anything that's movable, I would leave it with the wind coming. Mm-hmm.
I saw something on my windshield this morning. It was pollen. Looked like the first signs of pollen I've seen. And we all know the Bradford pears have been blooming, so that's basically probably where most of it's coming from, some pear trees and Yoshino cherries. I've seen those blooming and stuff. And I was in my lot yesterday, helped a guy out with some stuff to his car, and the wind was blowing, and it was one of those Bradfords was over there, and it was just, the things were just flying across the parking lot. It looked like snow.
Yeah, they stink to high heavens, too.
Yeah. They're very pretty, and then they're gone. So it's kind of like they don't last as long as azaleas do, but I wanted to tell Steve. I know he's listening. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, hey,
Steve. How you doing, bro? I miss you.
Yes. Yes, we do. And wishing you a speedy recovery and getting back on the right track.
And that's Matt, our producer. Yeah. The voice behind the curtain.
But we could tell week before last, actually out there cutting the grass. I mean, with my sinuses and everything. So if you've got allergy troubles, go ahead and start loading up on that.
Congratulations.
Local honey.
Your season is here.
Get you some Claritin and some local honey.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've been double dosing on the honey the last few weeks.
And local honey. I wonder where we can get that. We can get that at Carolina Fresh Farms.
Yes, you can.
Local honey from Steve
McNeely.
McNeely. Good one. I'll never forget his name, but he is probably the closest bee or honey you can get to my stores, which is, that's essential. So if you go up to the mountains and you say, oh, there's some honey, that's awesome, and buy honey in the mountains, that really, it's good for the taste and all, but it really doesn't do a lot for your allergies. You need to buy it close as you can to where you live, because that's where all the ingredients that they're going to help you
get through. I got an extra 2-pound bottle yesterday.
And he has one that's honey hot. So he has a little mixture in there. It's a little spicy if you like hot stuff. So that's good.
I'll come get some of the regular today.
Yeah, there you go.
How long are y'all open?
Guess what? We're open right now.
All right.
So we're open 8 to 2 today. So come on out. There's a lot of young men in there running around. We look like a bunch of busy bees this weekend. I mean, this whole week, Rhonda was asking me how it was going over there. And it's going. I'm going to tell you what. We've had some big days. One day, maybe 2 days this week, we did over $30,000 in a day.
That's a
lot. I found myself in a parking lot sometimes, just out there spinning around and around trying to.
Where do you go next?
Our lot is so narrow. We've actually expanded one side so you could get cars around. But if you ever come there and it's busy, just come down the hill and take a right, and and try to find somewhere to park over there. A lot of people want to come straight down the hill, and a lot of people like to pull in our parking lot and just sit on the hill, which is just kind of fun to block the entrance.
always.
So I have to go out there and get a hold of that. So wife was looking in the in the almanac. Her horticulture teacher at ATC had been with her looking at the almanac, and it shows we're not going to have any more cold weather at all, which I thought was kind of funny. So
yeah, I had a discussion about that this week.
Did you?
I was telling people still to be cautious. Don't plant your seeds.
Still,
yet.
It's not time to plant anything for sure, but it is time to clean out your beds. That's what I did last Sunday. Filled up my whole brown recycling yard waste thing. Mm-hmm. That thing was heavy when I got done with it. So.
And historically, I mean, we always have another big serious frost before Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And Easter's a little late this year, but maybe we're done. Go ahead and just prepare your beds, I guess.
Yeah, I think last year we kind of were moving in the same direction, and we didn't get that big cold snap like we had, which is great on the sod farm because we don't want that grass is already greening up. We don't want that grass to get knocked back, and then it takes it even longer to grow. So,
yeah, and we'll just keep an eye on it, but it looks like next week we're all in the clear. I think the low temperature of all next week is going to be 43. Mm. It's going to get into the mid-70s most days. So I think
that's nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice, but again, exercise caution.
Yeah. Rhonda, what we got going on over here?
My husband has called in and said he heard us talking about him, so he wanted to tell everybody good morning.
Well, good morning.
Who is this? Who is this on the phone?
Yeah.
Is this the retired owner of Rolling Hills Nursery? I'm going to say Carolina Downs Golf Course.
The one and only.
How about that? Is he on speaker?
Yeah.
Say something to Steve.
Steve?
Can't hear you, bro.
No, we're going to get a break. We'll get him.
All right.
We'll get you later.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, pay you the calls, and we'll be right back on the Gardener's Bench.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Our massive producer over here, Loverboy Matt Hires, is doing a great job. I heard I was sitting on my back patio unwinding last night from my big day at work, and Lover Boy, the actual song played, and I sent a picture of it to Matt last night.
So. And subliminal. Yeah, that's the band name. That's not my nickname.
So. I don't know, man. We might could get it going.
No. Don't do that.
Too late for that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm retired. I'm happily betrothed.
Yeah, that's right. So we got some cool things coming up at Carolina Fresh. Next week's our annual Chick Day, which is actually doesn't mean a lot of women are going to come to the store, but technically they are.
I was about to say, speaking of.
Probably going to bring their kids, but we have about 400 baby chickens are going to arrive. And what's kind of crazy, even in 2025, I know now everybody's getting crazy about eggs again, but we've just had a big response to this over the years. Since I've been there, I just had my 19th anniversary there, so it was
good. Yeah, congratulations.
So, yes.
Woo. I think Rhonda said hey to me.
Yeah.
So we get people start calling that in January, wanting to know when the Chick Day is, so it's kind of funny. We put it on the sign, and everybody gets excited about it. And we'll probably have a big demand for it this year. But a lot of people just like to come bring their kids. We'll let you hold the chickens, rub a little head. But they are only, when we get them, they're one day old. So they're not, they're very small. So I never get to see the chickens. Every now and then somebody send me a picture of one. But
oh, man, that's cool.
I never get to see the actual results because they look different when they're little. They are colored, some of them yellow, some brown, red, looking like that. But they really develop into beautiful creatures, you know, after they get.
They don't dime pink and blue.
Like they don't do that anymore, Matt. Good. That's a problem with their self-esteem.
Seems like it would be. So you sell the chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you sell like all the supplies?
We
if
do.
Somebody wants to get into chicken farming?
Yep. We do sell all the supplies still and the feed and all for it. So when you first start out with a baby chicken, you have to keep it warm. So you have to basically keep it inside, keep it kind of a lamp. Those heat lamps on it the first month or so until they start to feather out, and that way they keep them warm. And they basically just eat. There's little pellets called Start and Grow. It's a little corn mashed up, and they eat that in water, and they're easy to take care of, really. And then as they develop, about 3 or 4 months into it, you change the feed into something's called Laying of Pellets, and that starts developing their systems for eggs. Okay. Now, they don't have to have a rooster to have eggs. They have to have a rooster if you want to have baby chickens, but you can have 10 hens and no roosters to have eggs. So, and when we get the where we buy them from, they sex them, which people sit there and they talk about bad jobs, but they sit there and just look at them, do male, female, and this it's 93% accurate. So it's not you can get a rooster here and there, but we order all we order is. Hens. We don't order any roosters, but it could be some sprinkled in there. So
okay. Well, go ahead, Rhonda. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, you talk about hens, the baby chicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to feed them, but so many of the other 95-98% of the other animals that are babies, they are fed from their moms.
Yeah, true.
You know, but birds are fed totally different.
True.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, how nature works.
Well, it's these are actually, you know, manufactured. I don't know the behind the scenes thing, but we get them. They shipped in the mail to us, so we go to the post office there in these big boxes. There's 100 in a box, and we go up there and get them. And they're beep 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 beep. So we just we open them up, put them in the bin. They get their equilibrium, I guess you say, and then they waddle over to the water and the feed, and they just start going to town and eating. So
it's just amazing the. Evolving of the chicken from the baby to the
And we rarely have any that are dead. I mean, when they send them in, you think, okay, these chickens are born, boom, in a box. They have nothing to eat, drink, really sent overnight in a box, and then we get them and put them in there. I mean, rarely one that passed away anyway, so which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So, and we have, I think, about 400 coming, which you'd be surprised how much noise they can make, really, so. I remember years ago, I would, after about, we sell them really quick now, But every once in a while, a couple of years, we've had some left, and it seemed like after about 2 weeks, I could just hear it in my head when I went home. Just beep, 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 beep. Good thing I can't hear that good anymore, so.
Oh, I hear this.
See, I hear that too. So we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back to the Garden Adventure.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I said she put me down, but I'll do it in my head. Come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. Well, Ronnie, you look so fine.
Look so
and
fine.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. That's a great song, Rhonda.
That's it.
Man, I don't have any songs named David. I don't sing. Is there any David songs? Not as many Davids as there are in the world, you'd think there would be a
I don't know.
David we'll song. But I had that 45, look. Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. We were headed to the beach one year, and we were talking to this girl, and we were talking about records and stuff, and 45. And she says, 45 what? Like, that's a smaller version of the vinyl records.
So. Yes. We have a lot of them at the house.
Do you? Yeah.
Albums and I do 45s.
Too. I do. I kept some. My parents were always, mom was always playing some albums in there. Neil Diamond. I'm a big fan of Neil Diamond. It has a lot to do with my parents listening to Neil Diamond, I think. So.
I think I got some Bad Company.
Yeah.
Some BTO, some Poco. Yeah.
I'm going to have to come over and check your selection out over there. So.
Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about chickens, which comes up on this show probably at least once a year. But next week we'll have them at our store. They'll be available to buy Friday next week, the 21st, and then Saturday the 22nd. So my big plan is to have them gone when 2 o'clock on that Saturday. It would be awesome. That way I don't have to come back Sunday and give them some feed and stuff. So. We're also having a spring fling thing kick off 2 o'clock to about 5 o'clock. And my brother-in-law was on here 2 weeks ago. He's retiring and moving back to Oregon. So it was kind of a send off for him for people to do that, Tony. And just to get everybody jacked up about spring. Spring, I think, starts this Thursday, maybe.
Yep.
Is the first day of spring. Thursday or Friday.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and I hope everybody adjusted to the time change pretty well.
Yeah, I was so aggravated last week, I forgot to even tell people that. So if you hadn't done your clock yet, please do it. If you went all week and you were an hour late and wondering why, it's my fault. Should have told you.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. But it's not the big event that it used to be.
Really?
I remember it was a big deal. We used to have to go around the house and
Everything changes automatically. Well, yeah. I still have an alarm clock. So that's So it comes on digital time. It's a CD radio alarm clock. Yeah, CD.
A CD.
I don't know if the CD works anymore. I don't trust that thing, so I just leave it on the radio.
Yep.
It wakes us up. So and then I have the microwave and the stove.
Yeah, we got those. And
that's the only ones. The car, yeah, my car is still messed up.
Mine too.
I had to get one of my granddaughter to fix it for me.
I'm OCD. I've got to change that thing.
Well, I plug my phone into it, and it shows the right time then. So it's just like I forget that the other time is not the way it should be. But I've been a little bit tired this week. I attributed that to the time change. I mean, I think the other one is worse. It's bad for me when we go back to the other time, and it just wears on my body, and I want to go to bed like at 6:37 o'clock at night. So trying to stay up.
Yeah, and I guess technically we lost an hour, but I mean, you make up for that.
Yeah,
I like it dark in the morning, longer days
though. Yeah, I do too. It was been really dark in the morning though.
Yeah, it has. And I'm like, oh, man.
That's kind of good. It gives us a little bit of time at Carolina Fresh to get set up before people start coming in there, because the landscapers, they know we get there about 7:30, and they're sometimes sitting waiting at the gate. It's kind of nice to let them come on in and get things going. What am I going to do, stop at 8 o'clock and have them line up outside and then have everybody come in, and may as well go ahead and get into it. And
doorbuster sale.
Yeah, if it's good weather, man, I want to help them get in there and get out of there. So
yep, get them started.
We've been selling a ton of mulch. My gosh, I can't keep up with the ordering. And every day I'm like, what do they look like down there? So I don't have an automatic timer to tell me when to order it. So somebody comes in and gets 20 jars. We order trucks of 80, so you know it goes down quick. The pine needles have been going really quick. We got probably, the best pine needles in Rock Hill, make a statement here. So they're clean. They're fair priced, I think. They're $5.35 a bale, which is still pretty good. I mean, in today, 2025.
I know
some of them charge, some people charge $6-$7 a bale for them.
Yeah, I think some of the big box stores are like $6.50.
And they're like half the size of the ones we have there.
You get sticks and spiders.
Yeah, beer cans.
Yeah.
Stuff like snakes. That in there. Oh, don't talk about snakes. I'm always leery in that trailer. So they stack these bales in the trailer, and they're all the way to the top, all the way back. So I hate getting back in there in that last wall. I'm thinking if there was a snake in there, he probably kept going back, and then
You chased him all.
I'm not gonna be that guy getting that last row off. Who's the new guy? Send him out here. Yep. Let him deal with it. But,
we need to get ready for the hummingbirds coming in. Also.
Yeah, hummingbirds are coming in. If you hadn't cleaned your feeder, or I got a new one. I was telling them I got a new one to put up. My cats. We have a couple things my cats can. Like cat TV during the day, so we have a little window bird feeder and a hummingbird feeder in one window. We have two mice in a little aquarium. They sit there and watch them, and then we have two fish on the counter. They can just go around the house and have a good time. They do drink water out of the fish bowl, which is funny. And the fish, when they do, they go all the way to the bottom.
Well, they don't want to get licked up. So.
We did have one accident with my outdoor cat in there that one fish had a little claw mark on the side and he didn't make it. So I guess he swam too close to the sun.
Yeah, she got him.
That happened. So she's been very happy about spring coming. When I go out in the morning, I don't know if it's your house, but I go out in the morning, the birds are just chirping.
Like, oh, yeah.
Just loud. It's awesome. Awesome to see all that coming.
I go out on the deck and watch them and drink my coffee.
Yeah, I know Rhonda has a bunch of bird feeders. So don't forget one of our sponsors, Wild Birds Unlimited, Lauren. I was just telling Rhonda she's going to be in here about 2 weeks to be on the show. She's always a good host. And her and Rhonda run the show. So I'm going to be gone that day. And Steve can just sit home and relax too. So. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
I can't sleep 'cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho. This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn? AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the gardener's bench, and I want to thank Rhonda for coming in today.
It's been fun.
Yeah, I was telling her it's nice to have somebody to talk to in here. The 30 minutes is a quick show, but when you're by yourself, it can be a little bit long. So Matt chiming in has always been nice, too.
Yeah, and Rhonda did not tap on the microphone one time.
Did not.
Today.
Get your hands off the base of the microphone, Steve.
She did great.
Steve, I can see his face right now looking at me like I'm going to choke him when I see him next time.
He's about to call us.
Yeah, he might call again. So I want to thank Merritt Croom reached out to me, and I went and talked to a gardening club, and I don't have the name. It aggravates me, but we met at Grazier Ray's house off Sumter, and they have this club has been going for a long time. I mean, maybe 50, 70 years. So had about 20 ladies there, and we talked about all kind of things, soil and spring, and how I've been preaching about everybody so anxious this year to get out and do something because it was just so cold this winter. Yep. So I want to thank them for having me over there, and they said that I did a very good job, and they want me to come back at least once a year. So that's put that on my schedule. Look forward.
Yeah. Well, good deal.
Carolina Fresh, we're big in getting out in the community and doing things, and that's just how you create a – whole family and friends and customers and all that good stuff. So
exactly.
Yeah.
That's basically what Rolling Hills did. They tried to stay in the community.
You're part of the community. Yep. You're part of everything. So it's nice. So. And so come out next week to Carolina Fresh, the 21st, 22nd for chickens. Even to look at them, bring your grandbabies or kids out there and check everything out. And we have a little party afterwards from 2 to 5. Should be pretty good. Got some music and food. And hopefully Steve will have a good week this week.
We praying so.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week on the radio.
Week.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.